Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Our old Canadian friend, comedian Ian Bagg, comes in to talk a little turkey and sit in with the news. So that's coming up. First, LifeLock. The average U.S. household contains 17 smart devices, and there's many vulnerabilities. Oh, hackers. They can get into those and exploit those vulnerabilities. Internet-connected security cameras account for almost half of the smart devices compromised by hackers. You don't want people looking at you while you're in your own home, do you? So many threats in today's connected world. Just takes one weak link for criminals to get in, and that personal info gets out there, and then they commit identity theft, and you are screwed, and it's hard to unring that bell. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you cannot easily see or fix on your own. If you have a problem, they'll work to fix it, but you won't because you'll have LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Hi, Adam. Would love to know your thoughts on the word hokum. Hokum. Thank you.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Well, smoking hokum I like. Hokum alone I don't think I've ever used, but I will use smoking hokum. And I was thinking the other day, just in the word department, cooties and kudos. Too close.
Right. Very
too
different.
Too close.
One you want, yeah. One you don't.
That's right.
You get from girls.
Ian Bagg in studio. We've talked to Ian before. He's got dates coming up. The Ontario Improv, July 25th to the 27th. He's headlining, of course. And you can check out his podcast, Ian Bagg Bought a House, available on Apple Podcasts. And let's talk about you buying a house, Ian Bagg.
Yep,
I know you want to talk to me about it.
Yes, Adam, please help me. Please,
I shall
help me, Adam.
That is my calling, and as I once said to my wife many years ago, I said, people should just pay me $2,000 to walk through their house and tell them what to do, and she went, oh, get the fuck out of here, and I was like, okay.
It's actually a pretty good deal.
But it would be a good deal, because I do tell them, don't do this, do that, save money, this. That's got asbestos in it.
If we could go back in a time machine, I would pay you $4,000 to go through the house to tell me what to do and what not to do at the beginning.
I would then break off $3,500 to give to you to build another time machine and go back a little further and yell at my wife. Your fucking husband's a genius. Thank God for him. He saved me multiple dollars and put $3,500 in my pocket.
Many thousands of dollars he saved me. Yeah, yeah. I love it. We bought it on the eastern shore of Virginia in the hometown that my wife grew up in, Cape Charles, Virginia. We found a house. We're out there for a vacation, and I stumbled across a short sale and decided I'd put some a bid on it, and I did. And I got the house, and here we go.
And it needed some work.
Well, it had been built in 2008, and right at the peak of everything falling apart, and the people bought it for $500,000 and immediately lost it. And then I picked it up at a very low price, and nobody had lived in it in quite a while, and we had moved a renter in for a little bit, and then I put my mother-in-law in it.
There is
a family home.
There's a little catch 22 with contractors, which is it's somewhat like restaurants sometimes. Like the busy contractors are not gettable. Like they are hard. You got to wait. You got to get in line.
The guys, reservation.
The guys that are good are busy. If you're good, you're busy. You know that thing where it's like you pass that sushi joint, there's nobody in there, and there's a reason there's nobody in there, and it's no waiting, But there's a reason there's nobody in there. And there's a version of that with contractors
as well. It is, but at the same time, everybody knows something about food. I had no idea about owning a house. I didn't pay attention to my father when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a stand-up. I didn't want to be a homeowner. I wanted to be a stand-up. I didn't want to build anything. I didn't want rough hands. I worked day jobs in my 18. You know, I didn't want this. So I went through 20 to almost 40 to not buying a house, and then buying a house, and all of a sudden realizing, oh, I've missed this part of figuring things out.
In my never-ending list of shit they should teach you at school, because it will be a part of your life, the amount of people I speak to involving home ownership, whether it's just how refinancing works, or a reverse mortgage or down payments, or how much interest you're paying, that it's front loaded into the loan, and so on and so forth, or simple home improvement and things of that nature. It is essentially discussed as if we were all just going to live either outdoors with LA's population on a sidewalk, or our dad owned the Waldorf Astoria.
Exactly.
And we were just going to live in the penthouse. Like, everybody here, God willing, is going to purchase a house one day and live in it. Should they know something about purchasing the house, down payments, mortgages, loans, and then what to do once they're inside the house?
No benefits from us not having the information is the people who sell us the house, or ultimately own the house.
Also, whether you should own a house or you should rent. It's why I started the podcast, because I knew nothing. I started talking. A guy talked to me after a show who was a contractor. And he'd call me up every so often. I said, do you want to do this as a podcast? So I started talking to him on the podcast. And then it moved on. Now I talk to mortgage brokers. Now I talk to a guy that designs a house. I want to talk to a plumber. I want to talk to people that just own houses. Because I talk to my friends and they're like, I don't want to own a house. It's scary as hell to even want to buy a house.
Yeah, the one thing that's the tough realization is how they front load all the interest.
Oh,
so
fun.
You're paying... You're doing a math where you're like, well, I got a 30-year mortgage and I'm paying...
25 years or the interest in that 5
right,
years.
Right, but you get to the halfway point and you're like, all right, I'm going to sell the house. So the house is halfway paid for. And it's like, no, it is not.
Getting started.
No, they know what they're doing. I did have a weird house homeless thought, which is, as I was driving home from Kevin Bean, realizing that Kevin was almost killed by a brown recluse spider in his 8,000-square-foot $5 million home in Encino. As I was driving past all the homeless people flopped out on the sidewalk, I'm like, why don't the spiders eat them? And then I thought, I don't know, maybe it's like us. It's like when you get that bad jerky at the truck stop.
Never again.
Crave stuff. You want the high-end stuff.
Yeah, this tastes like heroin and failure. I want some nice white meat.
No, you're never going to have white meat. The thing that I just learned this week was, if you don't, instead of making a monthly payment on a house, if you do it every 2 weeks, you will make one more payment a year on your house.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Tell me how that goes again.
So if you do it, you split your payment in half.
Oh, I see. Split it in half.
And so, pay.
Oh, not every, the same amount.
No, not the
right,
same amount.
I'm
but you
sorry.
Split it in half.
Right.
Which I don't understand why that isn't just a thing for everybody.
Yeah, I've always heard that if you make one extra payment, this is a little different, at the end of the year, instead of making 12 payments, you make 13 payments, you pay your house off like 13 years earlier. Like, it's something insane.
Wow.
Because I think what it has to do is paying down the principal versus the interest. But so you're saying, if your mortgage, for the sake of argument, it's $2,000 a month, you pay $1,000 in 2 weeks and $1,000 in the next 2 weeks, thus being $24,000 at the end of the year.
Right.
It pays off the loan.
One month a year quicker.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I was just
at the end of 12 years, you're a year ahead.
Yes.
Yes, 12 years, right. Interesting. Yeah. Again, look, the bank isn't going to share this with you because want to share this with you, and also just what the realtor gets and what side the percentage comes out. Is it the buyers? Nobody shares any of this with you. I get it. They want your money. But what about LA Unified?
Right.
They already got your money. Could they just share some information?
Yeah. That's funny.
Why not? I knew... I didn't know what a mortgage was. I didn't know, like, how do the realtors make their money? Who they split it, buyer, seller? Does it all just come out of one side? Does it all get mm-hmm. come out of the other? Who pays the other realtor? Mm-hmm. What if it's the same realtor? By the way, if you were in the 10th grade and somebody said, look, when you're doing a home, standard 4%, could be 5%. And the way it works is the person selling the home is the person who has to pay the realtor. And you not only have to pay your realtor, you have to pay the other realtor. And let's say it's 4%, they whack it in half. So figure, if you sell your house for $100,000, you're going to give $2,000 to this guy and $2,000 to the other guy. Now, if you use the same person and they represent that person and you, then it'll be 3%. It'll be $3,000 overall. And the person buying the house, they don't pay anything. They simply are shown the house and you pay it. So if you think you're selling your house for $100,000, you're really selling it for $96,000.
Right.
All right, that took 41 seconds. If someone had told me that in the 10th grade, it would have seared into my mm-hmm. brain, and we could have got on with our goddamn lives. But never discussed,
never told
ever.
You. They make it more scary than it is. I don't know if it's the banks or who's gotten control of it, but they make owning property way more scary than what should be. And if you, while you're teaching me how to make a cutting board, if you told me that so I had a place to put a cutting board, right. that would help things out a lot.
Or Pillsbury Parmesan popovers, which I learned how to do in home ec. Jesus yeah. Christ. Here's how pathetic I was when I was getting my tie-dyed pillowcase graded. I remember getting it graded, my pillowcase graded for sewing class.
Oh, wow.
I was like, is this graded? Yes. Are we done with this? Yes. Is it in the book? Yes. And I just dropped it in the trash can.
Walked
right out the fucking door.
Oh.
Thank you for your waste of my life.
Mm.
A Walter Reed middle school. Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't understand the sewing part. Not everybody becomes an equipment manager on a sports team, so no, I don't know what the point.
Less than 60% of yeah. people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cooking, sewing, yeah. ceramics, horticulture, agriculture.
Everybody eats, so it's
nobody just, grows. I mean, that
I will kill someone.
It's all a waste of time. So, did you learn anything about homes?
I've learned that it's really not that terrifying if you just take your time and talk to somebody and ask the stupidest questions ever, which is the thing that I do on the podcast that I talk. The latest thing that I'd had to deal with was in the fall, when I was out at the house, I noticed that the front porch was sagging a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And I had a guy do aluminum on the flashing, so instead of it just being wood, we had covered it with aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've noticed that your columns are collapsing,
mm-hmm.
and there's a good chance it'll fall by the end of the winter.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, well, give me a quote, and then I'll figure it out. And he quoted me $7,000 to fix my columns because it was apparently rotten inside, and the beams inside were going to fall down. And I said, you know, I'm just going to let it try to get through the winter. And I got this insurance for the house. We'll see how it turns out, right? And in the spring, I went out with my friend that is a contractor. And we redid it. And as soon as we pulled the columns out, there was no beams inside.
It was that bad.
Wow, that much rot.
It was just facade. And
a
I'm
set
just like,
piece.
I'm learning how to, I'm learning how to try to have somebody tell me something and not agree with them because I don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
How's that going?
No, well, thank goodness I had somebody else to talk to at that point. But I don't know what the right thing to do is in the middle of somebody telling you and you don't know what they're talking about. I don't know if you go, really don't know what you're talking about? Let me go to the internet and come back to you. Or if you just give them money and hope for the best.
Well, the internet should help or solve a lot of this stuff. I mean, think of how blind people be or at the mercy of when people would go to an automotive dealership to buy a car.
Right.
Like people, women would go, my friend's dad's coming with mm-hmm. me because I right. need somebody to come with me. Now you're armed with the MSRP of
yep.
everything. There's really nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same with the home stuff, but the internet has probably opened a lot of this stuff up.
It is to a point, but at the same time, until my friend went out there with me, I could not tell that there was not beams inside those columns.
You know, also what you're fighting against, Ian, is you look like you know something.
Well,
no,
that's
sorry.
The first thing that's ever been said.
You look like you should know something.
There we go. There. A little bit of profiling.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you look like a guy who would know right. his way around a carborundum blade or a radial arm saw or something
like that. Yeah.
But you have that look. Plus, you're Canadian, right?
Right, yes. And everybody
so
knows everything
just
up there.
Assume you're loggers. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're big man. You got a space in your tooth like Madonna. She knows shit.
And by the way, I've been told to go home before.
Have you?
Yeah, just from on stage.
You've been told to go back to Canada?
I've been told to go back from where I'm from.
Wow.
Just to let everybody know.
But if the place you're going
keep
to...
Keep it up, we'll be told again.
Yeah.
But hold on a second. I don't want to protect the president, but if the place you're going to is better than this place, then is it really a slap in the face?
Start and I'm like, boom.
You should go back to Magic Mountain where you belong.
Yeah. If you think it's so great, go back. It's actually kind of a compliment. Yeah.
You should go back to the Four Seasons in Waimea Bay where you belong.
That's right.
Go really?
Back to your
Atlantic salmon.
Yeah. You go back to British Columbia.
Go back to Haney.
Nice.
Yeah, so
deep pole.
Yeah, now where are we? Where are you from exactly? Wait, who told you to go back?
It's been said many times. Well, throughout my career.
Agents, bookers.
Well, a couple bookers for sure. But just a good old heckle when somebody doesn't agree with something. You don't like it, you can get out of here and go back.
Oh, really?
You're stupid. We don't need that many hockey teams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My thing with Canadians is I don't know who they are, so I can't
I'm
really.
I'm right here.
I can't really.
They could be hiding. Yeah. They could be one of us.
That's put a finger on them.
Yeah. Can't get my hooks into them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's weird. You're all lined up against the border looking north, and we just walk right through you.
Armenians are so easy that way, but Canadians, it's a tough pot.
Tricky. Tricksters.
Tricky.
Armenians.
Wily.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get a read.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The border, let's see. I think I've driven across the border a few times. Flown in. Again, the customs guys, you tell me if this is how it works, as I believe this is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I love Canadians, and every Canadian I've ever met has been good and somebody I've enjoyed spending time with. But the customs people are assholes.
Completely.
And do they have a thing, like, you know, during those like high school job fairs where they like recruit? Do they go, like, we need the top 5% of assholes at this high school because you can have lucrative jobs pissing off people at the Canadian border?
Right.
Because like, it's a weird place because oftentimes whatever you're getting at the border is a kind of a sample of the overall mentality of
right.
the people. Canada is one of those places. The people are super nice. The people at the border are insanely rude and awful, and they in no way represent the people of Canada. And I want to know, is it a coincidence?
No.
Are they skimming off the top for like the elite Navy SEAL of dickhead and douchebags to work that border? Are they dissuading people like me from going, you know, this wouldn't be a bad place to relocate?
Put down stakes.
And then they go, fuck it now. I'm not going to deal with that asshole anymore.
A little bit of that. Basically, what they hire the people that live along the border, and those are people that are almost Americans, so they're already angry as it is. Right?
Put it back on us.
And also, they keep replacing the people at the border with electronics every year, so they're terrified of their jobs because they know they're like a turnstile at a subway. So they could be returned at any time, so they're angry that you know you're just not going to see them the next time they're there. And I never realized how big a dicks they were until the first time I came back to America. Once I became a green carded, and they said welcome home in America, and in Canada they always say why are you here?
Right.
I'm like, my parents live here, I have to go see them, but why? I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, been shaken down way more than
as you
than
should.
Once.
They got no guns. Why would you even listen to them? They're not. They have pepper spray.
I don't know, but
in an airport, not fair.
Again, once I found out the person didn't know who Michael J. Fox was, I was like, I was devastated, and that was a
hold on. Who didn't know who Michael J. Fox was?
He's making
patrol.
A list.
They always give you this goddamn advice. They go, look. You're not here on business. You're here on pleasure. You're just here on pleasure. They always say that. Whoever you're traveling with, before you get to the border, they go,
you're with Michael?
I was with Mike August. I was with Jimmy Kimmel. I was with Daniel Kelson. I've been there many times. And the edict is, we're here for 2 days. We're just here to have a good time. Just here to look at. Don't start getting into business. If you start getting into business, they're going to pull you out. They're going to have a lot of questions. So they do that thing. You go through it. Business, pleasure. What are you doing here? It's pleasure. Just look, sightseeing, looking around. And they go, oh, okay. And the guy opens my briefcase and he pulls out like a 26-page itinerary.
Oh, God.
And the itinerary has all the times and all the places. And then you and Jimmy are going to Good Morning Montreal. And then you're going to this. And then you're going to that. It's like your entire Canadian. We had a whole press tour like lined up. And so, of course, the guy says, well, this doesn't look like sightseeing to me. There's a bunch of dates and when the car's picking you up and time from 8 a.m. to 8:22, then the car picks you up and takes you to this studio.
I may now know why the border guy was an asshole.
He was an asshole.
So we're going for pleasure to do Canada AM.
It was also back when you traveled with a porn mag, too. And she was... This gal pulled out the porn mag.
What's Jugs
What's
doing?
This? Yeah.
It was
I told you for pleasure.
I was going to Canada.
Busty, but I know what you mean.
I guess
so he pulls
pleasure.
That out. And so she was not happy like with that. And then I was like, they just say, you're here on pleasure. This looks like a lot of business. And the reason they want to know about business, they want to know about commerce and taxes and taking money out of here. And so I said to her, it's true. We're here to do a bunch of publicity for the Man Show. But there's no money. We don't get paid. We go from one place to the other, do our interview, then go to the next place. So there's no taxes. There's no money. There's no money traveling, exchanging hands or anything. And she went, no money. This looks like a lot of work for no money. She's shaking the itinerary around.
Couldn't agree more.
I didn't know what she was shaking. Jugs or the itinerary.
Busty, but
no money. This is $450.
Gent, but yeah. So she goes, people. So she goes, looks like she pulled that thing out. My producer just threw it right, left it there so everyone could see the magazine. You know, I look
dog-eared.
Like an asshole. So I go, so I said to her, no, we're not getting paid. It's just all promotion. And she's like, yeah, I don't think so. And I was looking, I do what I do all the time. I was trying to put something in context for her.
Frame of reference.
And I go, look. When Michael J. Fox comes to the United States and does the talk show circuit, he doesn't get paid. And she goes, who's Michael J. Fox?
Oh,
and I go,
God.
You. Oh, now, come on now.
Yeah,
what city were you going into?
Oh, God. I probably.
If it was Montreal.
Toronto or Montreal. Could have been Montreal.
I understand because they only like French TV there. They don't like
Michel J. Fox?
You should know who Mike. I don't care. Look, this is 15 years ago. You should know who Michael J. Fox
is. He's a national treasure.
Yeah. That's right. We do love him there.
Oh, we love him.
Poor Mike Lynch got yanked out for the same thing, just saying.
He's like, when Jim Carrey comes to the U.S.
Just here in pleasure. Yeah, anyway. All right.
Well, I apologize on behalf of Canadians.
That's all right. Once you make just past that abrasive hymen, once you punch through the abrasive hymen, you get to the soft, gushy innards of Canada.
And
enjoy yourself
at the G-spot.
The problem is it seals up again for next time.
I know. It always regenerates. It's like Terminator 2.
Exactly.
All right. Let me hit Castrol Edge, and we'll get into some news. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance. Due to friction, Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology transforms to get stronger under pressure. Keep the metal parts from rubbing and robbing power. Three times,
fool!
Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. It is the best. It is Castrol Edge, everybody. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We do the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those
crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, there is some El Chapo news. Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was sentenced to life plus 30 years in prison for drug trafficking. In addition to spending the rest of his life locked up in a maximum security prison in Colorado, the 62-year-old will have to forfeit $12.6 billion he made from running his drug enterprise. While the prosecution was pleased with the judge sentencing, El Chapo, not so pleased. He told the courtroom, there is no justice here. He chastised jail officials for keeping him from his family and claiming he was a victim of juror misconduct.
Max Batta, you're going to have to look for this. But remember we were talking yesterday about bad forced acronyms?
Mm-hmm.
Where they've
like brat.
Clearly like made the acronym work around something. I think the aforementioned Ted Cruz had like a El Chapo build the wall, take the money and build the wall fund that was way too long. And
like I
staccato.
Declare.
Yeah, it was clearly not an organic,
forced fit.
Yeah. You're right. He did.
Right. Yeah.
I have it.
Your most. Your best ones are like your in sports. It's like your A-Rods. You know what I mean? Like those are the most organic kind of flowing.
Yeah.
Sorry. You have Ted Cruz's build the wall El Chapo one.
Yeah. This is the El Chapo Act.
Uh huh.
The ensuring lawful collection of hidden assets to provide order Act.
Right. It's too long. Too bumpy. Mm-hmm. It didn't catch on for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Much like his beard.
Yeah.
All right. So El Chapo.
Yeah. Until he learns how to tunnel out of Colorado, which
is
going to
be
well.
In Colorado.
Yep. Maximum security in Colorado.
Who else is in that one?
Ooh, I don't know. We should get a who's who list going.
Mm-hmm.
Play tic tac toe with him. Chapo in the middle.
So there's a little more courtroom news, a little more from R. Kelly. He did appear in a Chicago courtroom on Tuesday in an orange jumpsuit with shackles.
Yeah. How about this? Are you guys with me on this? All right, we're always worried, as far as the death sentence, death penalty goes, always worried about, what about that 17-year-old black kid who was tried as an adult? And who knows what we could unearth, DNA evidence or something. We can't take that kid to the gallows at 22 and then somebody confesses later on that they were lying under oath or whatever. How about if we lock you up for life and we've assumed you've taken a few lives, you know, in that business. You gotta break a few eggs to make a El Chapo
$12 billion. Yeah. Right.
Okay. You show up after 60, we get to give you the death penalty. We don't have any of that. This young guy got pulled out of his class in high school and framed of a crime he didn't commit. Like,
there's no secret evidence coming in later.
Yeah, you made it to 60.
Oh, if you make it to 60, then we get to kill you?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, we get
to 60. In Canada, it's 58.
You made it to 60. 58. That's right.
Yeah,
kill you.
They just
treat you bad when you're checking into the prison.
Maybe we'll do a floating thing. Like, we'll just take, if you're male and the median age is 83, we'll just drop 20 years off of that, or 25. Okay. And if we make it up to 90, then it'll float
it'll
a little
adjust.
Bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Floating scale, I love it.
Because what these guys do is, they first off, cost a lot to incarcerate in the maximum security. And then that's when all the health problems start kicking in.
Yeah,
you know, life of whoring and drinking tequila. Right. And now we have to pay for all the shit that breaks for the next 20 years.
Yeah. They should have to smoke.
Yeah,
that's
should have
one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three squares and one pack.
That's right.
So R. Kelly, TMZ reports that prosecutors argue that the singer is a danger to the community and has demonstrated willingness to obstruct justice via witness intimidation. This is amazing. Kelly pleaded not guilty but was denied bond. Prosecutors want to make sure he stays behind bars until trial because an electronic monitor and home confinement isn't enough to stop him from enticing girls to his doorstep. But Kelly's lawyer argues his client isn't a flight risk because
his biggest hit is I Believe I Can Fly.
Because he hates flying. So technically,
I don't know
he's
what
not
to believe.
A flight
I don't know what
risk.
To believe.
I don't
and
think
reportedly,
I can fly.
He has no money and he can't afford a sudden mood move, and they argue that Kelly's inability to read and write would make it hard for him to work from jail. Because, you know, if he just gets
in terms of like hating stuff, like
read and write,
I'm sure they're arguing.
Everybody who broke a window and jumped from the second story of a burning building hated jumping through glass onto a lawn, but you still do it. You still do what you got to do, right? So, yes, you don't like flying, but in this case, spending the rest of your life in prison.
There's only one way to get to Epstein Island.
That's
one thing. I was thinking, I'm looking for the. The ultimate pariah in society.
Okay.
Because, you know, Halloween's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I'm with you.
You go R. Kelly. You got A, pedophile. B, blackface.
You know what I mean? As a white guy, yeah.
And I'm trying to think. Great. I think the blackface, you'd probably be more harshly judged for the blackface than the R. Kelly choice.
We can find out. Brian, you go as Jared from Subway. Adam, you go as R. Kelly, and we'll see who takes more shit.
Yeah, we'll see who takes more shit.
We'll go to the same houses. Yeah, yeah. One off the other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Prison friends and Halloween costumes.
And speaking of that, I also read this morning that the girl from the tape from 2008, the infamous tape of the 14-year-old girl.
What happened to her?
Well, she didn't cooperate in 2008, which is partially...
A teenager?
Yeah, right. Which is partially why R. Kelly was let off.
Is that the Wiz on tape?
Yes.
That was 08?
Yeah. She's cooperating now. I think that's going to be helpful now that she's an adult.
Yeah.
Bitches be tricking you.
Right?
What did that... what's up? How's his dad doing? What's going on?
Upstanding
great question.
I like it. There's comedians taking these people down. It was Chappelle that took R. Kelly down, and it was
Hannibal Buress with Bill Cosby. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know the Chappelle.
Yeah, he did that whole sketch on his show, peeing on people.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ.
I wonder who I will take down.
The new Crusaders.
Yeah.
Who's on your list, Ian?
I don't know yet. I don't know. It's so exciting.
All right, sorry.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit earlier about brown recluse spiders, and I don't know if these things are tied in, but I sure hope not. Fox News reports that House lawmakers passed an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act last week that ordered the Pentagon to reveal whether the U.S. military made ticks into biological weapons. The amendment proposed by Representatives Chris Smith of New Jersey requires the Pentagon to examine, quote, whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects regarding its use as a biological weapon between 1950 and 1975.
So it wasn't AIDS that was created by the government. It was Lyme disease.
He is the president of the Lyme Disease Caucus.
I knew it.
So the questions he wants answers for are, what were the parameters of the program? Who ordered it? And was there any accidental release anywhere at any time of these disease ticks? He is the co-chair of the House Lyme Disease Caucus. Earlier this year, he introduced a bill that would authorize $180 million in funding for Lyme disease research.
Well, you know, kind of throughout history, we've been using animals and germs and everything. Yeah. It makes sense.
But Lyme disease? Like, we're going to take the enemy down in 4 years?
What was
the Indians?
Maxipata, and this is a true one, but there was a movie from the mid-70s called Blue Water or something. It was when the Navy was using dolphins to, you know, collect mines or go do deep water recovery.
Didn't they just find a beluga whale with like Russian spy stuff strapped to it?
Yeah.
This is happening.
Yeah, this is happening.
I'm glad our government's looking into this stuff.
That's a little different than a tick.
Hey, whatever works.
Well, my thing is, I'm not blaming the government, but I got crabs.
Definitely the government.
And I'm definitely suspicious.
Yeah.
Because I was only with a few people.
It was on that field trip to Quantico.
The Day of the Dolphin. Who starred in the Day of the Dolphin?
Flipper.
There was a movie.
Don Amici.
There's a movie called Day. I went to the slug line of Day of the Dolphin. There was also an Orca movie, too, back in the day,
shit.
Too. Yeah.
These have not held up well.
No. Day of the Dolphin.
George C. Scott.
Of course.
Paul Sorvino.
Wow.
Heavy hitters, man.
Yeah, it was a big release movie. I don't know what
there's dolphin voices.
Oh, there's dolphin voices.
They speak.
Couldn't Foley that shit.
Yeah, they they were using, like, the Navy was using dolphins. Find out what that Day of the Dolphin movie is. It's a bad 70s whatever movie back when there's nothing else to watch.
We cut to the pitch meeting. All right, Day of the Jackal was a huge hit.
That's
you guys
right.
ready for this?
We're taking it to the water.
The IMDb description is: a marine biologist teaches his dolphins to communicate in English, but shady characters plan to kidnap the trained mammals for a more sinister purpose.
Yeah, they want to use them to blow up Navy ships.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What was the movie where Gene Simmons is a bad guy and he has all those robot spiders? My brother and I used to watch it a lot when we were little.
There was Kiss at the amusement
car. No, I've watched that a million times.
You're talking the one,
the Phantom of the
Amusement
Park?
When he didn't have makeup on and he was running around Vancouver killing people. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, what was that? With the little robot spiders. Brian, I figured
you'd
know.
It's a fever dream.
Who was it?
What?
Runaway?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Never heard of that. Is that in theaters?
I don't know. My brother and I grew up watching cable. We didn't have babysitters. That was a big one in our house. Tom Selleck.
Wow.
Yeah, 1984.
He was the bad guy, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Gene Simmons. Okay. Yeah. So you're probably going to hate me for this because we do Too have late. A sample of the music.
Is there anyone who's been in more movies or projects than Tom Selleck?
No. Mm. Well, but yeah, you mean like that's is that real?
Well,
is
it's like
thing?
I don't like if you go
Paul Sorvino,
Blue Bloods. I don't go. Oh, come on, that's shocked. I just go like
He did a whole series of like movies based on this book, like this Jack Reacher book character. But like,
well, there's like he's done Western kinda, stuff. It's like he did the baseball movie,
Found
like,
a Baby,
the, yeah, when he's in Tokyo,
Japan,
yeah, Japan, like
Mr. Baseball.
He doesn't do movies where you go, this is embarrassing, give me a break. He just does, but he never does a niner. He just does
all
fives.
The Three Men and a Baby.
Like, everything's just a five.
Just churns them out.
Yeah.
Just churns out fives. Like, not one zero, you go, oh, that is a stinker.
He's but a Cincinnati never, Bengals of acting.
He's
always just kind of there.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, John Travolta has like Pulp Fiction, and then he's like, Look Who's Talking Three, or whatever. Like, he has like embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Nate over at the other shop just did a John Travolta movie about race car drivers or something that literally was unreleasable.
Wow.
What I'm saying is he's done
some cool shit,
and he's done some. Who's ridden that middle?
No.
Like Tom Selleck. Good I mean, point. even like you take something like Magnum PI. That was a lot of helicopter, Hawaii car, Ferrari, good looking guy. But it's not like anyone loved that series. I mean, it's not like it was a great series.
Yeah, and even I'm thinking of like Three Men and a Baby, but that was an ensemble. He was every bit as the star as Gutenberg and Ted Danson.
And people quite enjoyed it. Nobody loved it. Nobody hated it.
Yeah, I just want to know who's ridden that five as long as Selleck. I mean,
that was Gutenberg's
who has churned out, 121 different TV shows and 55 movies, and it's been a constant C+.
And I'll bet if we look at his IMDb of like just the last few years, I'll bet he's in five projects a year. Like he just grinds. Yeah. He just grinds them out.
He had a nice little arc on Friends for a while. He was dating Monica.
Oh, that's right.
He was really good at that. Yeah. That was a seven.
John, we're looking for what actors are most busy?
These are just acting credits on IMDb.
John Carradine, 340 movie credits. Mickey Rooney, 338. Eric Roberts, 313. I bet he can't remember nine of those 313. I bet if you found him right now and just nine. All right. I'll give you an hour. Ed Begley Jr., 273. And that's all we got.
That's a different class, too. Because your character actors for like the Tom Sellecks of the world. Like more Nick Cage
leading man.
Like, is in a lot of movies. A lot of these types of movies, too.
A lot of ones, though.
Yeah, that's
a lot
actually
of
really
ones
true.
In Nick Cage's life.
Well, they'll do this. Sometimes if you go to Rotten Tomatoes, they'll go, this guy's best movie and this guy's worst score. Mm-hmm. And you'll get 100 and 0 on some people. But it won't work because they just had a bit.
Right, exactly.
In a movie that stunk or a bit in a movie that was great. Sorry.
So officials in West Palm Beach are hoping a continuous loop of the children's song Baby Shark played throughout the night will keep homeless people from sleeping on the patio of a city-owned rental banquet facility, according to ABC News.
Man, did I... Max Patty, you got to grab my phone, please. I've been passing piles of people, but when I was driving into Kevin and Bean this morning, I I passed a pile of garbage that was Bandini Mountain size. Mm. That's an old reference, but it was a huge pile of just street garbage. I did as well see my first porta potty outhouse just sitting on the street, just
stolen.
Well, there's a guy living in it. That'd be the greatest thing in L.A. I'm sure L.A. is gonna drop those off, and someone's going to go to use them. They go, excuse me, who is that? Hello? No, I've moved into the shit house. People will move into the shit house, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's got a door on it. It's got a roof. It's vented. I had not been seeing huge piles of garbage. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing people, tents, and garbage, but not just big, just off
with
the
nobody
freeway.
Around it?
No, it's just a huge pile. I don't know why. I do know why. We have resources that we pay tons of taxes. Like, can't we get? I don't know.
Oh my god!
The criminals. Can we get the people that clean up the garbage who are like parolees? You know, community service. Like, can't we get these people with those sticks with the pinchers and the nails on them?
That's way worse than I was expecting.
Zoom in a little bit.
I was
zoom in.
Can you zoom in? I was stopped at a light on my way to Kevin and Bean, driving through like Silver Lake or whatever, and it was just massive pile of garbage. Now, obviously, if you threw a cigarette butt out of your car window and there was a motorcycle cop behind you, you'd be pulled over and you'd be cited. But it's just...
If you threw your cigarette butt out of there, there'd be a fire.
I'm just saying, I'm sure there's rats in there. I'm sure there's roaches. I'm sure there's festering disease.
Brown recluses.
Brown recluses. I'm just... Let's keep race out of this. Many of these...
He may not
white,
know. Maybe in Canada,
they're black. There are many different stuff. Cultures represented in the recluse department.
Maybe that sort of thing flies in Canada.
I'm just saying, at a certain point, staring at garbage everywhere you go, it's just...
It does something to you.
It's the opposite of why you go on a cruise.
That's right.
You want to look at the ocean. You want to see the sunset. Like, it just... If I had some sort of box hooked up to me, like, you know, when they, here's what I'm saying. When you go in and do a TV show or a movie, they do the audience testing and they go like, oh, when the dad came in, they were turning it up. They thought he was funny. But when he was yelling at the stepson, they turn it down. They didn't like that. If you just hook me up with a bum-o-meter, like it's something you clip to my belt and it can tell if I'm bummed out or not. And I drove through LA, you just see it in red the whole time. Like, oh, he's bummed out. He is bummed. And then at some point you get to PCH and you pass by Cher's house and you go, woo. He's in a pretty good mood. And then Katrina and the Waves comes on the radio and it goes up again. But then you pass just piles of garbage everywhere. It's like, bum, 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 bum. And the reason I'm bummed is, for me, it's multi-layered. I grew up here, so I do remember a version of the city that was not that. I do always hear about, oh, they're paying the most in taxes of any states. You know, they're paying 13.5% sales tax and then the gas tax. Like, I'm paying a shitload in taxes and we're getting just a Sodom and Gomorrah, the Damnation Alley, just coming undone at the seams.
I don't even look at it like that. I just look at it. If you clean it up, it's going to make everything worth more.
Right.
Like, I don't even care about, I'm paying a ton of taxes. Do whatever you want to do. Well, let's clean it up because that'll make things better. It's the same as medical. If people go into the doctor every once in a while instead of waiting until they're having eight things bust at one time.
And
it's
also,
the same thing. It's all right.
It also,
my speech.
It reeks of wild incompetence. Like, who's in charge that this gets to this? What are you doing? What were you elected to do? Who's in your cabinet? Who's under you?
And who are you afraid of?
What's going on? It's a fucking mess. Do something?
That's the only parking spot I've seen available in this town.
Yeah, now, of course, I pass by all the homeless people and all the tents, but then I come across this. We have a Bandini Mountain commercial. It was a commercial when I was a kid. It was a giant mountain of manure.
Bandini Mountain. Man dares to go where only cows have gone before.
Bandini.
love that fertilizer.
What?
Good Lord.
It's a weird thing to advertise, isn't it? Like, yeah. Are you going to go into Gelson's? Yeah. Pick me up a metric ton of cash yet, would you?
I just saw any brand will do?
No, Bandini. No, it just reminded me to grab some Bandini.
Wow.
Bandini.
They're known for it.
Unnecessary.
It's made fertilizer.
But fun.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're out of Bandini, you want to pick
up 365?
Are they still in business? Never mind.
They're still in business?
You know what? I think
with commercials like that, of course they are.
Well, I just wondered if they got down through that hill.
I feel like the Oklahoma City bombing slowed down the bulk fertilizer sales business.
Different kind of fertilizer.
We can give you...
They didn't blow it up with cow poop.
We can give you a teaspoon. No. That's the fertilizer.
That's like putting the cough syrup behind the glass now. You can't just
buy
it.
That's right. That's what they used. That's what they made that bomb out of, that truck bomb out of. I mean, there's other things.
What's the recipe, Adam?
I'll give it out off the air.
It's the big poo bomb. That's
they use.
A lot of children died, Ian.
Yeah, come on.
I know, but.
Americans, care? But to us, it means something.
The fertilizer's a little different.
Maybe in Canada, this sort of thing flies.
No, it's fertilizer with other ingredients.
Fertilizer, it's called AMFO, and it's a fertilizer with diesel fuel soaked into it. It's
there's
we'll
no poop
out.
In it. But don't you have to get the fertilizer?
No poop.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you used to do explosive stuff when you did mining work?
We did not use poop ever.
What kind of fertilizer then?
You know the little beads?
The little white beads.
Yeah, the little white beads. That's what it is.
Oh, now I need to know because we always just hear fertilizer.
No,
here.
It's not. That's why I was laughing so hard.
Google just fertilizer bomb.
I just see Adam having a fight with his neighbor and blowing up poop all over the place.
Well, that could be effective deterrent to him picking apricots off of my property. Yes, the tree branch does lean onto your property. That is true, Herb.
Where are the roots?
It is my tree. And I shan't ask you to not pick them for a third time. This poop bomb is going to settle your hash.
Fool me once.
So the fertilizer bombs are made of the synthetic fertilizer and not the cow poop fertilizer.
No.
They never talk about that part. They just go fertilizer.
Yeah, no.
I don't learn that in high school.
If I wanted to make a bomb out of fertilizer with diesel,
careful.
I could not do it with cow fertilizer.
Well, you can put it in there, but it's going to be a different bomb.
Dirty bomb.
Will it explode?
Please. Oh, yeah, will
it'll be effective? We don't need pictures of it. You just need to figure out what to use or how to
It's on the internet.
It.
You can learn it every
year. Poor Chris's search history.
Yeah.
What is this kid up to?
Let's get the Patriot Act up and running in here.
I have some disturbing search history, sir, out of Glendale, California.
I forgot you used to do explosive stuff and for mining,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I
So you do
it.
Know your explosives.
I do know. Yeah,
did you guys make or
I used to make that AMFO stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I used to mix it because we were in a gold mine in the middle of nowhere, and they used to bring in shipments of it, and I used to have to make an emulsion and
the fertile. How do you do it? Tell us how to do it.
Nope.
The fertilizer.
Yeah, that's not a great idea.
But it's
not
diesel and fertilizer.
Yeah.
But the fertilizer would be used. It'd be used as fertilizer.
It's gonna be used. It's chemical compound.
It's like synthetic fertilizer versus horse pucky or cow poo. All right. Ammonium nitrate is we're talking about.
Yes.
But can you do one with cow poo?
Yes, you can, but it's not going to explode. It's just going to make a little fart noise.
Okay. But message sent to guy who won't recognize my ownership of apricots.
I think so. I don't even think you need to use that. I think you just eat a bunch of apricots and make the sound the same noise.
I'll tell you, I like an apricot. And I will say this about an apricot.
It'll change a salad.
It's a good fruit to tear in half. You can't tear you can't grab an apple and just sort of pull it in half.
A phone book.
You can't do it with an avocado or something, but there is something nice. You can if you catch it right, if it's got that ridge right, you can catch it, pull it apart.
Do you prefer an apricot or a peach?
I like the apricots. Here's my move. I go apricot, I skip peach and I go straight to nectarine.
Nectarine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why? Because of the texture of the outer.
Yeah, I do. And I used to have a nectarine tree at my house, and it was just delectable.
Stolen by the neighbor.
It's next. All right, let me hit the Simply Safe is what I want to do. No one should feel unsafe at home. Period. Fear has no place in your home. That's why they're Simply Safe. That's right. Protect your home today and get free shipping. Two eyes. SimplySafe.com/Adam. All right, let's do one more.
All right, well, I'll just finish this story and really annoy everybody because I do have a clip of two songs. So West Palm Beach Parks and Rec director Leo Rockwell tells the Palm Beach Post they're trying to discourage people from sleeping outside this glass-walled waterfront lake pavilion. They rake in $240,000, you know, from events, and they don't want people sleeping there. So they loop two songs, Baby Shark and another song called Raining Tacos. It's a temporary fix to keep homeless people off the patio. They said Rockwell says the city wants to formalize hours of the facility, which should make trespassing laws easier to enforce. You're all familiar with Baby Shark. This is a sampling of what you hear if you're trying to sleep out at night.
I should know this.
I mean, if you have little ones,
it's
you've probably heard
big
it. It's pretty horrible.
Skip
to the. Do you not go to the club?
It's horrible.
This song's a banger.
Oh, wait.
It is.
It gets worse.
I got no problem with this song. Mommy Shark, Mommy Shark,
Mommy Shark, Mommy Shark. I don't know. What do you think? This one, I'm a Barbie Girl.
How dare you?
That Friday song. I like these songs.
I got no problem with Bubblegum Pop.
Then you're going to love Raining Tacos.
Okay.
This is the other one they're blaring at night.
Yes. It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why.
Dawson's loving it.
That's socialism if I've ever heard of it.
Apparently this is a big kid song right now.
You're teaching the future about free tacos.
Aren't you?
Really kicks in.
A lot of these people are pretty high, and you're saying, what I'm saying is you're going, all right, we should clear out. Hold on, not till the tacos come, because I'm fucking hungry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is annoying to, like, normal people, but, like, I don't know, the insane
kids
people.
Kids and stone people.
Yeah.
Yum, yummity yum.
It's going to be a windfall if there is a Taco Bell or Del Taco within walking distance, because everyone's going to be like, you know what I'm in the mood for after 7 hours of hearing this?
Subliminal advertising.
Right.
Breakfast
not
tacos.
So this is almost like the Waco approach of keeping people away.
Cheese. It's raining tacos.
I never made it that far in the song.
Was Waco where they were blaring the whatever before they burnt it? Before they burnt it
down? To try to get people out.
All right.
They do that in front of my Rite Aid.
Really?
Yeah, they play loud music.
Oh, like do that. They?
Yeah, it's very interesting. So the people won't beg panhandle.
Are you out in Hollywood? Wait a minute.
I'm in Long Beach.
Oh, in Long Beach. All right. Mm. Yeah, there's one in Hollywood. There's a lot of that, too. I don't know. Maybe we got to get the Falconers going.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Bring the Falconers
crows.
In. Get the crows. Let's get the birds. I mean, you play all the songs.
Something like that,
you want.
That would work way better.
Hmm?
Music is music at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So if somebody's going to enjoy it, doesn't matter if they're homeless.
Well, listen to when I used to do Loveline, we do the radio show. I'd hear that goddamn smoke detector, low battery chirp go off in the background all the time, and people. I talk to people, and at first, their first answer would be, "Huh?" And I'd go, "Is that a smoke detector?" And they'd go, "What?" I'd go, "Are you in a room with a smoke detector battery? Is the low battery chirp going?" I could hear it. It was every between 28 and 32 seconds. Like, there must be some OSHA, whatever, underwriter's lab, whatever, URL thing that says it must be, like, approximately every 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Got to be, like, 50 decibels. And these people would just sit there and go, "I don't know what you're talking about." And at a certain point, I would time it. I'd look at the clock, and I'd go, "Okay, it's coming, 5, 4. And I'd go, "All right, just be quiet, listen." Beep. I'd go, "That, did you hear that?" And they'd go, "Oh, yeah, that's a smoke detector." And I'd go, "Yeah, that's what I'm saying." And then I'd go, "When did you move into the apartment?" And they go, "I've been in here about 9 months." And I'd go, "When did it start?" And they go, Oh, no, it was doing it when we moved in.
No.
I swear to God. And I go, where is it? They go, oh, it's in my bedroom. And I go, you just go and go to bed every night?
Do what I do. They take them all down.
I go, I guess I do. So your ability, dumb people's ability to block out things.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. Mm-hmm. And when you're high and dumb and schizophrenic, you can block out almost anything.
Yes.
You cannot block out an attack crow coming at your head. That gets you to flee. And that's crows clean up the homeless problem.
Mm-hmm. Crows clean up the homeless problem.
Oh, man. Ted Nugent and Jeff Cesario are going to be on the show.
Together again for the first time.
Classic Martin Lewis.
That's right. All
right. Cesario nudge.
Let's bring it. Let's do one more.
All right. Well, the great P.T. Barnum, it looks like, is striking again. TMZ reports that Elon Musk is developing a chip to implant in the brain that allows humans to control computers with their minds and says a monkey's already done it.
Finally.
The tech guru made the stunning announcement Tuesday to employees at his neurotechnology company called
Hold
Neuralink.
Hold on. Yeah. I now want to just skip ahead to the chip that lets me control the monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to cut out the monkey man. Like, why am I doing all the hard, heavy lifting with the computer over here? I'll just tell the monkey, go get it. Go get me some.
That's right.
There's a Simpsons episode. The helper monkey.
Right.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
Yeah, he said this at a question and answer thing about testing the chip on animals. Musk said the results have been very positive and went on to boast, quote, a monkey's been able to control a computer with his brain, just FYI.
You know what you know what I've now sort of realized? We keep doing this thing where you go, what's it going to be like to control this or have memories stored in your brain or the chip or be able to turn the lights on when you blink twice and or communicate with your computer, have the car drive itself like we're in it. I've now realized what we're going to have to do is we were looking at everything through the lenses of a regular dude from the 50s. Mm-hmm. We're now going to have to redefine
update
ourselves
that
into what we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when everyone can just see through everyone's clothing and knows what everyone else is thinking and can hear whatever song they want in their head and close their eyes and see whatever movies they want to see. When everyone is going to be a grand chess champion because it's going to be in some sort of chip, or I'll be able to speak Japanese as soon as you're done putting the chip in fluently. You know, like
it's Black Mirror.
We keep going like, oh, aren't we going to freak out? No, I think we'll just become something different, and we'll just essentially become a vessel to carry around these chips.
Yeah.
Cyborgs. We'll become cyborgs.
Yes. Well, and just FYI, the other story I have is that a lot of Swedes apparently seem to be getting chipped in their hands right now. It used to just be tech companies trying it on a few employees just to swipe at the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is more than 4,000 people have already had the chip inserted. It's the size of a grain of rice. You can use it at stores. You can use it at office buildings to open the door. You can pay with it.
Yeah.
So to your point, that's kind of where we're going.
I'll tell you, there's one thing this is going to hurt. All this technology and all this chip, and everyone's going to be able to read the chip and do everything with the chip. The guys like myself who hate tipping, you know, and the valet comes by and you're like, oh, hey, bro, damn, I just...
Let's see your palm, sir.
Okay.
I left my chips in my pants.
Wait a second.
These are new jeans, okay? God damn it. I just ran out of the house. They said it was self-park.
Scan your palm, we'll just take care of this really quick.
Well, no, let me put them in the hands of my... Let me look for cash in my pockets permanently.
We can scan you
right
now.
No, let me see. There's got to be a dollar rolled around there somewhere.
Hold still.
These are new. I just ran out of the house. I forgot my hand. All the bad valet tippers and all that kind of shit's never going to work anymore, right? Because how many times you've done that show? Do you take Diners Club?
Oh man.
Sorry. Damn, I'm out of...
Yeah. Double-edged sword.
Sorry, it's all I got. I forgot cash. I got the cash. It's in my other car. I have another car with another set of pants in it.
My other hand.
I got another hand in my other pants, and my other car, my other wallet and family in there. Damn it.
It's in my glove box.
I tried. I'm going to circle around. When do you get out of here?
I'll get you tomorrow.
And to bring,
damn, it's only 11 hours from now.
To bring all of this full circle, homeless people, panhandlers start taking chip.
Oh, yeah. See, that's another. Hey, man, I don't
have
any.
I'd love to help.
I feel I got cousins homeless, but I don't have any.
But if they got a chip in them, we can control them and we can corral them.
Oh, I didn't think this kind of thing flies in Canada.
That's a big issue. Look, speaking of Canada.
You guys keep making your poo bombs. I'm going to be doing this.
I've been to some pretty damn good strip clubs in Canada. How do we make it rain? We just chuck our hands.
Just wave your hands.
Just our wave. Yeah, do the
silence.
Sign language clap.
In one of those.
I don't know. This is really, it's like, you know, they go, oh, the electric F1 car, where's all the sound and the rev of the engine? It's not the same to me. Strip clubs, a bunch of guys just doing jazz hands.
Good news, though.
Everybody wears headphones.
The strippers are going to have the chips in their hands. My wallet's in my pants, baby.
That's right.
Stupid.
All right, let's bring it on.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Yes, Adam, please help me. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
JB Weld, last but not least, for big or small repairs, you always use JB Weld. We're proud to have them as a sponsor. JB Weld epoxy adhesives, and we use it at home. We use it in the garage. We use it everywhere in the studio as well. Available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, and more. JB Weld, world's strongest bond. All right, Ian Bagg, Ontario Improv. That is July 25th through the 27th. He'll be headlining. Thank you very much. For dates and tickets, you go to Ian Bagg, two G's in there, ianbagg.com, and the podcast. Ian Bagg bought a house, available.
Will you come on the podcast?
Oh, absolutely. If we can talk home improvement, I'm in. Subscribe and rate now. And the comedy album, Conversations, available at Amazon as well. Go to adamcarolla.com for all my stuff and Meme Gods and When We Went Mad, the two docs you can be a producer in. You get that at microventures.com/Adam. Just a few more days left. Check out my stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material, at Chassis, 2 S's and Y. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Ian Bagg, Gina Grad, and Paul Bryan. Say, mahalo.
Bitches be tricking you.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail if you like. The number is 888-634-1744. For tickets and info on the live podcast, main three events, books, movies, and more. Go to adamcarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.